Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's something else that'll make you. Make you. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you. There's power in these things. These are not just additive things to our life. These are creative forces that came right out of God Himself. Hallelujah. And if you connect to it, it will make you something else. It made you a righteous new creature. It'll make you free. It'll make you rich. Now, rich is not a dollar amount. That varies. But rich is always having all sufficiency in all things and abounding to every good work. That's rich. Rich. Not just rich in stuff, rich in God. Rich in joy. Rich in peace. Rich in family. Rich. Rich in your church. Rich in the ministry. Rich. That's a God word. The blessing of Abraham made him rich. Made him rich. Tell me the good news about that. That same blessing is mine. It's mine. That blessing belonged not to just Abraham, but to his seed. Singular. Sure, it blessed his seed, plural, Isaac and Jacob and those guys. Sure it did, but the prophecy referred to a singular seed. And that was and is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. And Jesus completely qualified for all the blessing, didn't he? And to be free from any curse, but he substituted himself in our place and took what we deserve, the curse, to give us what we didn't deserve, the blessing, to anybody that would believe on him, anybody that would receive him, anybody that would say, I believe it. I believe it. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And anytime the curse or part of it tries to show up, you say, no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm redeemed. You can't do that here. I resist you in Jesus' name. And anything we find out is a blessing, we go, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. If Abraham could have it, I can have it. Why? It's mine. It's the same blessing. It makes me fruitful. It multiplies every good thing in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Fruitful. Fruitful. Multiplying. The blessing of Abraham is mine. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just thank Him for just a moment. Lord, we thank You. We worship You. We praise You. We give You glory. We give You thanks. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Hallelujah. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. Let me take just a moment and not skip this. Now, last week, we dealt with the diseases and sickness that's in the curse of the law. And the great thing we found out, if you can find it in the curse, then there's no way it's God's will for you to have it. And according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed you from it. Let's look at a couple of the other things, though, on the blessing in the front part here. Deuteronomy 28, are you there? It'll come to pass, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all His commandments which I command thee this day. And we got that far, and we talked about how we qualify today instead of technically keeping the law. But yet, blessing, curse, all that's unchanged. God's unchanged. He said that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Is it God's plan for everybody to be equal? No. If you don't believe in Him, you don't serve Him, you shouldn't be the head. I know that's not politically correct, but did I read it right here or not? The Lord will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. If you skip down to verse 15 and read the rest of the chapter, for people who rebel against Him, that the opposite is true. They won't be set on high. Everybody will be over them. Verse 2, keep going. And all these
blessings.
These what?
Blessings.
These life empowerments. These things that make fruitful and multiply. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you. This is a strong word. Gravity will overtake you. It's holding your little self on the planet right now. Light will overtake you. God's forces are so powerful. And they just keep perpetuating. They just keep going on and on and on. Anybody remember the 23rd Psalm?
Yes.
And the last, what's the last verse? Anybody remember that? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Now see, this is not something that just happens once in a while in a great meeting or when you prayed real strong. All the days of your life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord longer than that. This is beyond all the days of my life. Forever. I looked up that phrase again in the literal where it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. I think if we can put up Young's literal, put that up. I think that's the one I saw. Yeah. Only goodness and kindness pursue me. Now see, that's different. In our thinking, follow means it's back there somewhere. Right? Coming along, tagging along. No, it's after you. What's after you? Goodness. Well, that's what blessing is. Remember, God created, He's good. He created, it's good. He created, it's good. And then He spoke to it and He said, be fruitful and multiply what? More good. Be fruitful, more good, multiply what? Multiply good. More good. This thing pursues you. Back to Deuteronomy 28. All these blessings. This is a many-sided thing. All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. We might say, if you receive what Jesus has done for you.
Right?
Right? And you walk in faith and follow the leading of the Spirit. Blessed shall you be in the city. Oh, we need to have this on our mind. What about Branson? Town, city. When I'm in Branson, I'm blessed. What about when you get to Springfield? I'm blessed in the Springfield. I'm blessed in the Harrison. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when there's no lights around and no town. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Now let's just stop. Just stop. It's easy to say that and it not mean anything to you. Tell me what the blessing of the Lord does. It makes. It's making me rich in the city. It's making me rich in the field. Not just dollar rich. Rich. Every segment, every aspect, I'm rich with light and life and joy and peace. Every good thing, I'm rich with favor. And yes, I'm rich with everything I need in abundance naturally too. The blessing's making me rich in the city. It's making me rich in the field. Keep on going. Keep on going. Blessed. Shall be the fruit of your body. That's your children. Your children. Quit saying they're messed up. And say they're blessed. Why? Just by reason of fact of where they came from. They came out of you. They may be acting goofy, but they're a blessed seed. And you're believing God that the Lord's will enlighten them and they'll wake up to it. Or even if they're doing well, they can come to another revelation of it. And the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle and the increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep. They're an agrarian society. They didn't have a lot of the stuff that we have today. That was all of their investments and all of their work. The blessing was making the cows to be fruitful. Amen. And multiply. It was making the wheat and the figs and the olives to be fruitful. Hallelujah. You read just a little bit later in here. He says, I'll send the rain to you. Can't have good crops without rain. I'll send the rain to you. I'll send it to you in season. What does that mean? No drought and no floods. Right rain at the right time. Anything else is a curse. A drought's a curse. Not God trying to teach you something. A flood is a curse. I don't know why God sent that flood, destroyed all those houses. That's not a blessing. Maybe I guess it was a blessing in disguise. No, 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 no. No. It's a curse. And it can't be God's perfect will for you to have a curse. Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Your basket is what you're operating out of right now. Your store is your backup. Your savings. It's like a savings account, a checking account and a savings account. It's like operating funds and investment funds. What are they? Blessed. Tell me what the blessing does. It's making. It's making. It's making it fruitful. It's making it multiply. It's making it rich. The power is working on me all the time. It's working in my life. See, I'm believing right now that the blessing of the Lord makes me rich in utterance. In revelation, yes. In strength, yes. In grace, yes. Makes you rich, yes. In understanding, yes. In faith. Come on, can you see this? Yes. We're operating in it right now. Yes. It makes me, yes. Rich. Yes. Rich. Yes. We're rich. Rich in light. Yes. Rich in faith. Yes. Rich in fellowship. Yes. Rich in ability. Yes. Rich. We make no apologies for it. None.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.